And we have Anika Reddy and Ashani Alagavelli here with us. They're both 16. They're both in 11th grade at North Allegheny, but they're different people. So before we talk about your work at Alcosan, I'd love to just get to know a little bit about each of you. Why don't we start with Ashani? Do you want to just talk about, you know, things you like to do, what you enjoy, and if you have any shout outs, this is the perfect time.
Yeah, so as we said earlier, my name is Ashani Alagavelli. So I am a junior at North Allegheny High School. And some of my interests, I'm part of my school speech and debate team. I love to do public forum debate. I spend a lot of my time doing that. And obviously, I care a lot for our environment, so I definitely spend a lot of time doing stream cleanups. Alongside Anika, we do a lot of things with Alcosan. We love to work with Alcosan. They're a really fun community, and their staff is really fun. We do a lot of events, kind of volunteering there, and just our internship that we did there was really fun over the summer, so that was something I love to do. I also love doing water activities. So I used to swim for 10 years of my life, and then I played water polo for 3. So I try to keep that up by doing paddleboarding as frequently as I can. I do that a lot of weekends that I'm able to. Alongside that, I like to read a lot. I like to write. I also love kind of community involvement. So I'm part of the Franklin Park Borough Council as the junior council person, so representative on behalf of the youth. So that's just a little bit more about community involvement and our environment. So, yeah.
That's terrific. So you must be pretty disciplined with respect to time management. When you're on a swim team, I assume you were, that requires a lot of commitment. Mm-hmm. And then I imagine the work you're doing at council does too. Anybody you'd like to give a shout out to or acknowledge?
I'd like to acknowledge my sister. So she's been a swimmer. She has a really good work ethic, and she's falling a little bit in Anika and I's footsteps. She likes a lot of community involvement, so I just want to shout out her.
Let's meet Anika. And Anika, have you two known each other for a long time?
Oh, yeah. We met when we were in second grade, and we definitely clicked very fast. So we've been friends for a while, and we've gone through a lot together. Again, my name is Anika. I'm a junior at North Allegheny, and one of my biggest passions is tennis. I've been playing for like 5 or 6 years now. I play on my school's tennis team, and I've also been dancing since I was like seven, maybe. So dance has definitely been a really big part of my life, and also very much like Ashani, I'm very big on our environment and preserving the community that we have. So Alcosan has presented us a great opportunity to be able to be part of their events and also learn from them, and they've kind of inspired us to start our own little project called Clean Waterways, which is all about partnering with the boroughs around us and trying to do community events so we can give back to the community.
Well, let's talk and thank you. Oh, any shout-outs you'd like to give?
Yes, I'd love to give a shout-out to Miss Ronice. She's actually here supporting us today, and she has presented us with so many amazing opportunities, especially the internship. We really got to see Alcosan in a new light and learn so much, and she also helped us be on this radio today. So huge shout-out to her, and thank you so much for everything you've done for us.
Well, I'm so glad she led you to us, and I'm glad you're here. Let's start with your experience with Alcosan. Was your first interaction with them this past summer, or does it go back further?
So our two experiences are a little bit different. I know Ashani has definitely been a part of Alcosan for a long time. I think she's been going to the open houses for many years now.
Yeah, so my dad actually, he worked at a couple different companies that were really close with Alcosan, so I've been going to their open houses for a while, but Anika and I actually started our journey at Alcosan at the same time, or our deeper involvement. We started at their Clean Water Academy summer camp, so it's a 2-week program where you learn a lot about a specific goal. And so our goal, we started that in our freshman year. And that year they partnered with the University of Pittsburgh. So we did a lot with microbiology. We did a lot with the wastewater treatment process, a lot of things like that. So
I just realized that there might be a listener or two that doesn't know what Alcosan is. We're talking about it like everybody knows. I can explain it, or would one of you like to?
Yeah, I can explain it. So Alcosan is our like community's local wastewater treatment plant. So think about all the water that you use in your house after you flush the toilet, do your laundry, take a shower. All that water has to go somewhere, and it goes to the Alcosan treatment plant. And so they treat the water through a three-step process. So they have primary, secondary, and tertiary. And after that water is treated and up to the US EPA standards, they release it back into the river so that we're not sending our dirty water into the river. It's sustainable enough that it can help wildlife still live and without disrupting their environment. And from there, some other communities will use that water for their own purposes. One of them is, I'm not exactly sure their name, but we have a facility here that takes the water that Alcosan treats and puts back into the river and makes that into drinking water for us. So that's a big thing that people don't realize about Alcosan. They're not treating your water to the level that you can consume it. They're making it clean enough that it can go back into our communities without hurting the wildlife.
Right. There are wastewater treatment plants, municipal wastewater treatment plants, which Alcosan is, Allegheny County Sanitary Authority. And then there are drinking water treatment plants like Westview Water that create the water that comes to the pipes in your home. So it must have been, what were your first impressions when you got to tour Alcosan? It had to be eye-opening. It's a huge facility.
So our first tour was actually through that two-week program that we were talking about, the Clean Water Academy. So that's available for anybody through the grades of 9 through 12. So it was really, it was very enticing for us to be in that kind of academy. And that's, we actually learned through the internship, we learned about the internship process through that academy, because there were a couple interns that had attended that academy. So being in that program was very eye-opening for us. We loved learning about Alcosan through that academy. So that's one of the reasons that we came back as interns, where we also again attended that academy, which is my favorite part about Alcosan, actually. It's probably a neat
Yeah, it's too. Definitely the most fun part.
So what are some highlights of that academy that made it such a favorite for you?
I think the biggest thing is it's just such a bonding experience. It's your first time meeting all of these other kids that are in the program. And it's just, we go on a ton of field trips. We do a bunch of like projects and activities together, and everyone tends to click so fast, and we just become our own little community, and everyone becomes really good friends, and we always hope to see each other again in the future.
So the camaraderie is good. It brings you together. Anything specific about what's at Alcosan or what you learn there about the facility?
So our favorite thing about Alcosan, and Miss Ronice knows this very well about us, but we love Frankie the Fish, who is their mascot. And I think Frankie the Fish, not only is he an adorable mascot, he's very, he goes to different schools, and through the Scholastic Outreach Department, which is where we started our internship, they do a lot with going to different schools and teaching us environmental awareness about what we do with our drinking water, how to conserve water, how to be better just for our environment, because we only have one planet and we want to take care of it the best we can. So kind of the facilities at Alcosan, I think that the way that they allow in new people to learn everything about water, it's more than just an experience. I think it's kind of like a lifestyle to love the environment, and they teach you the best that they can. So they're making sure that everybody is as aware of environmental problems, just trying to do the best that they can to teach us to be better with our environment. I think that's my favorite part about the Alcosan facilities.
Yeah, the staff at Alcosan is also so amazing, especially at Clean Water Academy. The teachers there really put together an amazing program with field trips and projects, and really making it like a community environment and having us, like, it's so much fun, but we're also learning so much in such a short span of time. As well as with the internship, we got to meet a bunch of different staff from different departments, and they were so welcoming, and we got to like sit in during their meetings and see what working at Alcosan is all about.
That sounds like a great experience. If you're just joining us, you're hearing two high school juniors from North Allegheny High School. We're talking about their experiences as Alcosan interns and Clean Water Academy participants, and they are Anika Reddy and Ashani Alagavelli. You mentioned you started your own community project work. Tell me about that, what it is, and what you're hoping to achieve.
So we started our club when we were in eighth grade. So we actually started our club because we started that through kind of, we started it under our school, but it started because of the Pittsburgh Regional Science Fair that we competed in. We've been competing in that for 3 years now. And in our eighth grade year, when we were coming up with our project, we'd actually done very well that year. And we thought, wow, if there's this many problems that people aren't hearing about, we thought that we could actually make a difference. So we started by just doing one community stream cleanup. And from there, we started partnering with boroughs like the Franklin Park Borough to do another cleanup. We partnered with Bradford Woods Borough. So what we do through our club is we try to do community outreach, community involvement events where we well, our slogan is conserve to preserve, conserve our environment to preserve our water, conserve our water to preserve our environment, vice versa. So we just try to do the best that we can to make it as kind of as outreachable as possible to make sure everybody understands that we have one planet and we need to keep it as kind of, the best as we can. That's the best way I can put it.
No, that's a good way of putting it. So are these cleanups occurring day in and day out, or do you have special campaigns when you might have one day where you hope folks will show up to help you?
Yeah, we've actually done a couple different types of events. So the first one we started with as a neighborhood cleanup. So we got together like a group of kids from my neighborhood and Ashawnee's neighborhood, and we have a little trail in our neighborhood, so we went through there kind of cleaning up the trash, getting rid of the invasive species and the plants. And then after that, like Ashawnee said, we started reaching out to other boroughs, and we got involved in more events than just cleanups. We've also been attending like Allegheny Clean Waterway cleanups, which is downtown, and we've done that for a couple years now. But while we were with Bradford Woods, we got to attend their Earth Day, so we set up a big booth, we had games for kids, and it was all about teaching the community what they can do, what are simple steps you can do in your own day-to-day life that have a bigger impact.
That sounds great. I have a couple things I'm curious about. You may or may not have thoughts about this. The first is watersheds and how important it is to consider them. And have you had a chance to learn much about watersheds?
Actually, yes. So the Clean Water Academy at Alcosan, their entire focus this year was on watersheds. So each year they pick a new topic to kind of focus in on and dive really deep into. So this year it actually was watersheds. So we had the amazing opportunity to go down to a couple field trips, go to actual watersheds in our Pittsburgh downtown area. We learned a lot about green infrastructure because green spaces and green infrastructure comes alongside watersheds naturally. So we think that there's actually great opportunities to do projects. And we were actually looking forward to doing a project about watersheds because watersheds are, as the majority of us know, but just to quickly emphasize what they are, they're the lowest points in a community that collect water. And then obviously it can disperse into different areas. So that way we don't have flooding in certain places where there's high populations, and we just don't want flooding in areas at all. So watersheds are really good at, one, maintaining that water, and two, conserving that in a sustainable way. So that way we don't have too much water in areas that we don't want it. So with the natural gravitation of the water going down, a lot of trash gets carried throughout that water also. So we were thinking we could probably do a cleanup at a watershed, and that's a project that we're actually looking forward to doing in the near future.
Well, and I think the amazing thing about a watershed is you might live really far away up from a river or stream, yet you're putting something, you know, trash in that area might find its way to a river or stream because you're within the boundaries of the watershed. Anika, did you want to add something?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think sometimes we don't think about the small little things that we do that have such a huge impact in our environment. You think maybe littering just one piece of trash is just, it's okay because it's just one thing, but you never know where the rain takes that, takes it to the watershed, goes into our environments, and you just never realize how big of an impact that it makes. If everyone in the world thought, oh, it's okay to just litter one thing, that impact would build up, and it's definitely not a great thing for our environment.
Now, the other thing I'm curious about, and this is, you guys just seem to have so much that interests you, and it's the term combined sewer overflow? Oh, I got a smile. I think this is something, if you live in Allegheny County, and maybe even beyond, and if you're wondering why every street seems to be under construction, this is one reason why. It could be because your drinking water lines need to be replaced due to lead. It could be replacement of a gas line. But chances are it's due to this issue. And you want to explain a bit about that?
Yeah, so again, Alcosan focused on not only watersheds, but a lot about combined sewer overflows during our internship this year. So through the Clean Water Academy, we learned a lot about watersheds, but through our actual internship program, we learned a lot about CSOs, which is the acronym for combined sewer overflow, just to clarify. So combined sewer overflows, Alcosan has been, obviously as our water sanitary kind of company, they have been experiencing a lot of CSOs in the past, and obviously Pittsburgh is known to have very bipolar weather, so we have a lot of problems like that, especially with being a really hilly community. We're having lots of water going down into areas that it really shouldn't be. So to combat that, what they've done is they've been building new infrastructure, and they've been doing a lot of planned newer building,
like,
and they
expansion.
Yes, plant expansion. That's the word. They've been doing a lot of plant expansion to build up newer infrastructure to kind of combat the amount of CSOs that they've been having almost yearly.
And what happens, and some people think it's kind of gross, but it's if stormwater, just rainwater, gets into a sanitary, or it gets into a sanitary sewer, and that can happen through infiltration, it'll overflow the capacity of the treatment plant, and you might have a case where a bit of raw sewage ends up having to go directly to the river. And the way to fix that is to make sure stormwater is managed properly, right? Like, instead of so much pavement all over the place, maybe we need to have grass and trees and green spaces that it can absorb into, and try to make sure it doesn't, stop this at the source. And I'm glad they're teaching you about that. That's a big thing. Anything else you'd like to mention about your experiences there? I have a couple other questions generally I want to ask you, but I want to be sure you represent your Alcosan experiences the way you want to.
Yeah, I actually just wanted to add on to something that you were just talking about. In Pittsburgh, we actually are in overflow a lot more than we think because we get so much rain here. And while we were at Clean Water Academy, we got the opportunity to visit Whitman's Park, and we actually got to see some of the new green infrastructure that they were implementing to hopefully combat overflow, because again, it is such a huge thing here in Pittsburgh, and we're in overflow more than you could even imagine.
And a rain barrel is something you can do at home to try to prevent that from happening. Where is that park that you mentioned?
It's in like Squirrel Hill, I believe.
Yeah, downtown.
Oh, is it Whiteman, maybe? Or what's the name of it again?
Whitman or Whiteman Park.
Might be Whiteman.
Whiteman.
I'm not sure, but if it's in Squirrel, I know there's a Whiteman school in Squirrel Hill.
Probably Whiteman Park then.
So it might be there. Anything else that you wanted to mention?
I just wanted to add that while also being able to look at a lot of green infrastructure that these places around Pittsburgh have been implementing, we've been able to see a lot of pervious pavement. So as you were talking about earlier, pavement everywhere is a really big problem, especially for downtown Pittsburgh, which is just cement city. So having pervious pavement, which means that water can go into that pavement and then inevitably into our groundwater, which will obviously go through the water cycle, it's really helpful to, again, combat a lot of the CSOs and a lot of flooding that we've been seeing in Pittsburgh.
Now, I mentioned I had another question. We just have another minute or so. Have the two of you thought about careers yet? I suspect you have. What are you thinking?
So actually, at our internship, Ms. Renice was very kind enough to kind of guide us into departments that were, one, related to what we wanted to do, and two, gave us hands-on learning experiences to help us get real-world experience in the career paths that we were looking for in the future. So I really want to be an environmental lawyer. So working at Alcosan, that's already an amazing experience for just environmental practices. And then to learn a little bit more about the law side of things, I was able to work in the procurement department where they wrote up contracts, they talk about laws, a lot of things like that.
Yeah, and I'm really hoping to go to business school, and I'm interested in finance. I'm not exactly sure what I want to do yet, but I know I definitely want to go into finance. And just like Ashani, I got to work with procurement while I was at my Alcosan internship, and they talked to us a lot about contracts and kind of like the financy and business aspect of what Alcosan does, which is a lot of times what we don't see from the outside.
You two are amazing. I hope you get to look at the Youth Media Center, because I think you'd be great podcast hosts together on a show about the environment. I really do. Thank you for being
thank
here
you.
So much. Anika Reddy and Ashani Alagavelli, both 16, 11th graders, juniors at North Allegheny. Thanks for being with us.